For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Manager for HR and Employee Development at CUC, Joy Orinuli, says their annual summer internship program is cultivating the future of K-Man's talent pool.
CUC has run this internship program for several years, and the idea behind it really is to help give our students real-life valuable experience in the fields that they have chosen, particularly in fields that are related to CUC as well.
This year, there are 11 interns, 8 in university, and 3 high schoolers.
They have worked in various departments. There is the IT department, electrical maintenance, mechanical maintenance. We have someone in our environment, health and safety department, sustainability.
Ms. Orinuli says CUC will continue to offer the internship because it's beneficial to us all.
It helps the community, it helps CUC, it helps the individual, everybody wins. Because the students themselves, when they come back, they get an opportunity to, if they're scholarship recipients of CUC, then they get an opportunity to get a job when they come back with CUC. If they're not a CUC student, what also is an attraction is that I now can put on my resume, I have work experience, and that is, I believe, the greater value there for young people coming back.
The point of the program is to accelerate their personal and professional development. Some interns are placed in either the administration building or the North Sound Road power plant. They take part in bi-weekly lunch and learn sessions, network with business executives, and at the end of the program, they turn in a presentation of all they've learned during their time. Dr. Alwin Almeida, Chief Orthopedic Surgeon and Head of the Department of Orthopedics at Health City Cayman Islands, hails new advanced technology solution as a game changer for improved clinical outcomes. The new tech is called the Intellio Connected Tower Solution from Smith & Nephew that features 4K technology to enhance the medical team's view of surgical areas, particularly in joint repair and replacement procedures. Dr. Almeida states, to put it simply, it's like using the Ferrari of arthroscopic towers. It is fast, it's efficient, and it improves my efficiency. It allows me to do more procedures in a shorter time, and it allows a consistent result with all surgeries. It gives us the best environment possible. It's an automatic system that adjusts during the surgery to give you the best possible joint picture so that you can do the best possible job with regard to the repair. Health City's surgeons specialize in various orthopedic and arthroscopic procedures, including total and partial hip and knee replacements, shoulder surgery, elbow surgery, hand and wrist surgery, foot and ankle surgery in patients of all ages and activity levels. Government's Central Procurement Office recently wrapped up a procurement exercise for the provision of mobile service packages to government entities. As a result, Digicel has been awarded as the primary vendor of government's mobile services. This mobile services framework procurement is a government-wide move, which means that any civil service entity can secure, quote, competitive rates on mobile service packages from the vendor. In addition, while competitive rates have been secured through this framework, there are, quote, circumstances in which arrangements can still be made with Flow for provision of certain mobile services. You can find out more about the CPO's work at procure.gov.ky. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. For Radio Cayman, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
BBC News. The U.S. basketball player Brittney Griner has been sentenced to 9 years in jail by a court in Russia for possessing and smuggling drugs. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist, admitted having cannabis oil in her possession when she was detained in Moscow in February, but has insisted that she'd not intended to break the law. President Biden has demanded her immediate release. 4 current and former police officers in the U.S. city of Louisville have been arrested by the FBI over the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. Their alleged crimes include civil rights offences, illegal use of force and obstruction. Breonna Taylor's death in 2020 became a focus of the Black Lives Matter protests across the United States. BBC News.